KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Five people have been killed in a shooting in Khayelitsha in Cape Town. The victims are four men and a woman. Provincial police spokesperson Andre Trout says the shooting may be linked to an early morning shooting where one person was shot dead in the same vicinity.
The circumstances that led to the death of five people in Harare this morning are being probed by detectives from the Provincial Serious and Violent Crimes Unit. The identities of the victims are yet to be determined.
A non-profit organization that works with disadvantaged communities in Durban says children suffer the most as a result of poor service delivery. Newlands East-based Key of Hope frequently visits Kenville's informal settlement, providing food parcels and helping with school fees, uniform and tutoring. Dan Smither is one of the NGO's founders. He says besides the lack of proper housing and roads, the settlement lacks reliable water supply and proper ablution facilities. Smither says caring adults need to step in and help as the children have no power to change their circumstances.
Do whatever it takes to circumvent problems like the lack of service delivery and just do whatever is necessary to make sure that these children have access to the basic needs that they deserve and advocate for them to have a life that is full of education and love, service delivery, and safety and security in spite of the lack of service delivery.
KZN Tourism says a string of plans are in motion to build projects that will boost tourism investment in the province. The entity's Pinky Khadebe says they'll be worth around 9.4 billion rand. She says since the return to pre-COVID-19 tourist numbers, the sector has caught the attention of new investors.
These projects are spread from Durban to Kosi Bay on the far north coast and include the Midlands, Drakensberg and the south coast. They start at 3 million and extend to as much as 4 billion. We're really excited that they, along with other private developments such as Club Med Resorts, to be built at Tindley Manor on the KZN North Coast, position KwaZulu-Natal as an important tourism investment destination. Many will be community-owned.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected claims Gaza is facing the threat of famine. He made the denial in his talks with the visiting British and German foreign ministers. Various international aid agencies have warned the war-torn enclave is on the brink of famine. Last month, a UN-backed report said malnutrition and food insecurity have probably exceeded famine levels in Gaza's north, and hunger-linked death rates were likely to do so soon. It added famine could spread across the enclave by July. But Netanyahu claims Israel is doing above and beyond what is needed on the humanitarian issue. Your top story, five people have been killed in a shooting in Khayelitsha in Cape Town. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Arsenal have it all to do in their Champions League quarterfinal against Bayern Munich tonight. Rory McIlroy dismisses rumours he was offered a big money move to LIV Golf. And the Proteas women's side can claim their ODI series against Sri Lanka today in Potchefstroom.